And away we go. It is WWGH Red, White, and Blue on this Friday, July the... What is wrong with you? On this Friday, July the 3rd, 2020. 7-3-2020. It is Red, White, and Blue all through the WWGH studio tonight. Holy mackerel. What a night it shall be. It will be incoming of all kind. Tuned into your radio, wherever you are. It is Stars and Stripes Forever tonight. That's where we are here at WWGH Radio, and what a night it will be, without question. Sean Kraft in studio, and we're going to be joined by a whole host of people as we're on the air through 11 o'clock tonight, talking about the holiday, America, and what it means to us all. What a night it is here at WWGH Radio. Truly historic, to say the least. And I'm going to say hello to my... I don't even know what to call you. Bump on a log. Sean Kraft, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. What do you mean, bump on a log?
That's what I called you. Bump on a log.
Oh, at least you don't call me, you know.
Hey.
Fatso.
Fatso is your nickname.
I mean, you realize this, well, last week you did it twice in one week.
I called you Fatso?
We went to Wendy's.
I don't recall that.
We went to Wendy's, right? We went through Wendy's and we went to Burger King. You said Fatso both ways on the mic.
Well, what's wrong with Fatso? Fatso is a term of endearment.
It's Fats Domino for me.
Fats Domino was a singer. You cannot call yourself Fats Domino.
Why not?
I believe you're just Fatso. That's it. Oh. Just Fatso. What's wrong with just being plain Fatso? Huh?
There's nothing,
we've got celebrities galore tonight. Is that not right?
We sure do.
Over this 3-hour broadcast, it's going to be celebrities galore tonight.
It's going to be galore.
What?
You said...
galore.
Yes, I say galore.
I haven't been this excited for a broadcast in a long time. It's WWGH Radio going Stars and Stripes, man.
And it's Red, White, and Boom.
No, it's not Red, White, and Boom. It's Red, White, and Blue.
No, it was supposed to happen last night, but it didn't happen.
Tonight. The 3rd.
Oh, that's right. They do it on the 3rd, don't they? Did they do it on the 2nd one year?
No.
I would think they did it on the 2nd one year.
I'm glad you got glasses, because your eye, which darts in one direction, it was always screwed up. I'm glad you finally got some, you know, merchandise on your face.
Well, wait
some
a minute.
Face,
wait
some
a minute.
Face features.
My eyeball that was screwed
you
up.
You lazy eye?
What?
They used to dart over to the left. You know, you look like Mr. Jingling.
Would you stop?
I hope he's not listening.
You call him my father.
You do. Mr. Jingling and you have similar. You're both bald and you both got an eye that's darting over to the left.
No, my eye doesn't do that anymore. I got it fixed.
That's what you think. Now you got some face furniture on and everything's fine.
Oh, yes.
This is a history-making night, I'll say that. And tomorrow night I got the big cookout. Holy moly. That's going to be an event in and of
tomorrow
itself.
Tomorrow afternoon.
Tomorrow afternoon. What did I say?
You said tomorrow night.
3 p.m. is evening. Sure. Well, that's what I say.
After 9 is evening.
No.
My book.
If you say we're going to have dinner, you say it's going to be in the evening. That's after 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
I don't know. I always, in my thing, I always say evening is after 9.
What does the 4th of July mean to you?
Mostly, you know, all the veterans that, all the veterans that put, you know, You're sitting over rolling your eyes.
I'm rolling my eyes.
You rolled your eyes.
No, I'm just asking you what the 4th of July means to you, so I'm trying to figure it out.
Well, I'm just saying, it's about all the people that served with them.
Well, of course we recognize the veterans. We always recognize the veterans, but the Memorial Day is more about the veterans than 4th of July.
Well, I mean, the Independence Day
right.
is when we got our independence.
Right. So what's it mean to you?
It means a lot, like all the flags flying and, you know, everybody letting off fireworks.
Illegally.
Huh?
Illegally.
See, I think that's nonsense. You should be able to let fireworks off if you want to, as long as you don't, you know, burn anything down, but...
Don't burn anything down.
Yeah, but yeah, you
if
be
you're
cautious.
Listening to this broadcast right now, don't burn anything down. We don't want that on our conscience tonight, that you've burned something down.
You know, you want to be logical and smart. Want to use your smarts?
Now, if anybody's out there in the listening audience, give us a call. Tell us what the 4th of July means to you. 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Stars galore tonight.
Yeah. So what was it to you?
Oh, 4th of July means a lot to me. Oh, look at that. I say, and, you know, this is not the caller that I think we are expecting, but we'll see what happens.
No,
what are you asking me what it means to me? Are you asking me what the 4th of July means to me? Is that what you're asking?
Yes. What's the 4th of July mean to you? Yes.
The 4th of July to me is Independence Day. It's the day that we went over to England and we played them in football and we beat them badly. We knocked them right into the end zone. We got rid of them.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh. England still does not want to deal with us to this day. They became our friend. We beat them up so bad.
Oh, really?
Oh, certainly.
Hmm. Interesting.
Well, that's what happened.
Is that what happened?
That's how we became independent. And then the Declaration of Independence was drawn up by a bunch of learned scholars.
See, I think all that needs to be rewritten.
Rewrite the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be good.
I think it... Just thinking, some of it needs to be rewritten, you know, because the centuries are different now. We're in a different culture and a different society.
What would you like to do? What do you want to get rid of?
I don't know. I just have to think about it. But I just think some of the stuff that that is all, you know, the Constitution and everything needs to be looked into.
You want the Constitution looked into?
Yeah.
Which parts of the Constitution are you having a problem with?
I don't know. It's like there's multiple different things that, you know, especially the stuff going on right now. You know, I don't know. I'll have to stop and think about more what I want to, but there's a lot of stuff that needs to be looked into, like changed and I noticed the Supreme Court, they are changing a lot of stuff lately.
Do you not like what? Freedom of speech?
No, I think the freedom of speech is fine, but I think they should have a little bit of in there that, you know, like all this protesting going on and stuff like that, it's getting way out of hand. It should be like, you know, like all these.
Why does it bother you?
What?
That people are out protesting.
No, it's fine if you protest. It's peaceful, but I'm talking about all this violence.
Well, violent protesting is not protected under the Constitution.
Well, I mean, we need to do a lot more. Like some of these cities, what is it called? There's some of these cities that there's no cops around. They can do what they want. What do they call that word? Somebody told me there was one of the cities they have that there's no cops around and they can control their own city. What's that word? I'm trying to think of it. Come on, you know. What is that word?
I'm not even sure what you... I'm trying to figure out what this has to do with the Constitution because we're doing a 4th of July Red, White, and Blue show.
Oh, yeah. I went off track a little bit.
So I'm trying to figure out, again... How we got to that.
Oh, I'm sorry. We'll go back to the Red, White, and Boom.
Not Red, White, and Boom. Red, White, and Blue.
I know. But I don't know. I just like looking at all the flags flying and all the, you know, all the fireworks, like I said, and all the, I think everybody's in a good mood on 4th of July.
Well, I hope, because it is Independence Day. It's a day that we all strive for independence.
Right, absolutely.
I know I do.
Yeah.
Every year. And, you know, this country was kind of almost a mistake.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. You know, there are many times that the English army, which was bigger and stronger and more powerful, should have definitely defeated the little old American army.
Well, you know, Columbus wasn't Christopher Columbus.
No. That was long after Christopher Columbus. Christopher Columbus was in 1492.
And he found America.
And the revolution was in 1776.
But we learn that he did not. So
he didn't do a lot of things right.
Yeah, so we learned a lot of stuff about him. Actually, we're learning a lot of stuff about just about everybody. But, you know, that's another subject from another day. But
Who are we learning about?
Huh?
Who did we learn about?
We learned a little bit every day. Like, you know, a lot of those people down south that had statues, you know, then they try to take Mount Rushmore down.
Nobody's trying to take Mount
That's
Rushmore
what it was,
down.
And she's and the
who?
The mayor says, "Listen, or
the governor, mayor,
the governor. I think it was governor of Nebraska. I think it was." And she says, or South Dakota, one of the two, said, "Not on my watch. I love it."
Well, I don't really know that she has
not
anything to say about that.
Not on my watch.
Well, who's going
to... That's what I would be. We need to have a lot more governors that have a lot more backbone than that. Like, but, you know, like, it's like we...
Well,
like,
that's good. When the protesters walk over and burn her house down, then I guess, well, she'll probably get a different watch.
No. We need the people. We need more people to stand up. And
what'd she say?
No, she just said that those people, they sent letters and stuff. They wanted to take down the Mount Rushmore figures.
Gotcha.
And she said, not on my watch.
Does she know that's a national monument? It has nothing to do with her at all?
Well, I mean, she's...
confused.
You know, she's the governor,
she's
though.
Highly confused. She doesn't know what her duties are and what her duties are not.
You know what she said?
What?
I'm proud to be American.
That's good. I'm glad she's proud to be an American.
And she says, listen.
But she doesn't seem to know the rules of her own state. She probably should get a book.
So who's in control of that? The president?
What's a federal monument? Sure.
Oh, I don't know. That's what she said. Did you see that?
Did he check his watch?
Who?
The president?
Oh, I'm sure he did. He likes Independence Day.
Well, who doesn't?
Yeah.
We're Americans.
We're proud to be the Americans.
American born, American bred, and by goodness, we'll be American dead. Not soon, though, we hope.
Not soon. When I worked at Cedar Point, you know, every year where they let off fireworks every year about this time, because I was at Cedar Point back in 1999, and on 4th of July, I was at Cedar Point working, and you know, they always play the God Bless the USA song and light off all the fireworks. That was pretty cool. That was pretty cool. And then, you know, they also had the laser show, so that's pretty cool. But it's not, I don't think they're open right now, so they can't have it this year, but... But
the things you lose during the COVID.
We win some and lose some.
COVID during Independence Day.
Yeah. And I guess it's getting worse in some states again, right? It's going back up again?
Well, it's my understanding.
Yeah. So I know some Texas and all those are not. So our world is in bad shape right now. It's like the world is a vampire.
Oh, I think we're okay.
The world's a vampire right now.
You just got to do what you got to do. Got to do what you want to do. Can't fool around.
Can't fool around.
Now, do a promo for this show right now. Come in with a promo. Pretend you're an announcer. Do a promo.
Oh, God, I don't even
tell
know.
Tell people what they're listening to.
What is this? The Independence Day show.
That was horrible.
What is our... do we have a title for the show?
Have I not said it like 3 times already?
I guess I must have zoned out. What'd you say? Say it again.
Oh, man. You laughed the first time I said it, and now you can't even remember.
Oh, the red, white, and blue. White, and blue.
Here's what you say. Okay. This is how you do it. Independence Day number 101 lesson here. Okay? You're tuned to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. We've gone red, white, and blue. It is Independence Day Eve. We've got stars galore through 11 o'clock tonight live on the air. Don't miss it. I'm Scott Spears, your announcer. Stay tuned.
Where are they at?
Who? You ate them. You ate them. You ate the stars.
I ate the stars.
You ate the stars.
Oh, we have a call?
I think we do. Caller, are you there?
Hey, sir.
Hey, Chip, how you doing? Happy red, white, and blue.
You have come get me.
Oh, Chip, we're trying to arrange that right now. What are you up to?
Nothing.
Are you having a? Do you have us on the radio?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Good. Are you dressed for the holiday?
Yes.
All right. Well, stay right there, Chip, and I'll let you know through the radio when we're able to send a car over. Okay.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Chip.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. There you go, our good friend
Chip.
Chip. You can see him at Kroger South. He'll be there tomorrow. Go in and say Happy 4th to Chip.
Happy 4th, Chip.
Telephone lines are open, by the way, 740-383-9944. If there's anything you want to say, 4th of July. It's a big day.
Big day. Tomorrow's your big day get-together at your place.
A lot of people coming to that. I didn't realize it was going to be such a massive crowd.
Yeah, I can't believe how big it's going to be.
But it's the 4th. We're going to sing and celebrate.
It's huge.
Huge. That's how you say it.
Yeah.
It's a time here in America. Sure. So what do you make of Aunt Jemima? She's going to be leaving in the fall.
You know, you heard my story on that. I just think it's ridiculous. Well,
the audience has not heard.
No,
I already know.
Yeah.
So no, go ahead.
I just think it's ridiculous. Just like you're trying to take all this stuff down, and I mean, she's been on there for years. What's the big deal all of a sudden?
People don't like it.
Why?
Well, the company's changing it. It's their business. They're a private company.
Yeah, because they're getting picketed.
Who's picketed in the Quaker Oats?
I mean, why all of a sudden, after all these years, they decided to do all that? And they just decided to change it because it's what it is. It's these protesters are going to...
Well, they must be getting it done then.
Well,
You can't fault the protesters if they're getting it done.
I just think it's ridiculous. I mean, why change something when it's been selling all these years? Now you know it's probably not going to sell much. The sales are
people like
down.
Sugar. They don't care. I mean, you could call it anything. They're gonna drink it, eat it, chew it. Doesn't matter.
But I just don't understand. Why are we changing all this history all of a sudden?
Because people don't like it. And when people don't like things, you have to pay attention to that.
Okay, so a certain amount of crowds don't like it, but they get away with it? I mean, I don't understand why all of a sudden...
The company, obviously, in the end, will make the decision. So how can you go against the company?
Well, apparently they already did because they're taking it off, right?
Right. So the company has made that decision. So if you want to fault somebody, I guess you got to fault the company.
Yeah, I think we need to make a phone call to the company. Are they open?
Quaker Oats?
Yeah.
No, Quaker Oats is not open.
Well, call them up and ask them. So why are you making this decision at all these years? You guys know you're going to lose sales.
Why does anybody care? See, that's what I can't. If the syrup tastes the same, what difference does it make what you call it?
No, it's just okay. It's just the history. Why change history when it's nothing? It's not hurt anything.
Well, what if the company went out of business?
Well, if they go out of business, that's different. But it's not out of business.
So they can't change their name.
So as all the, I'm saying, what year did Aunt Jemima? What year was it?
Syrup?
Yeah,
the 60s. I think it's 61.
61. Here's what is it this year?
You don't know?
Yeah, but what is this year?
2020.
2020. So from, and how many years is that?
Several.
Yeah. So why all of a sudden change the logo when it wasn't hurting? You only change something.
The company made the decision once again.
Listen, I understand, but what I'm saying, why?
Well, why does this have to be anything else than the company made a decision to change the name of their product?
What I'm saying is, why fix them? Why change something when it's not broken?
Well, apparently they believe it's broken.
No, they make it broken because they don't want to be backlashed by all these protesters.
Well, then the protesters must be getting it done. Once again, I got to tip my hat to the protesters if they're doing that kind of damage.
Not my friend out in South Dakota, she says, not on my watch.
But again, she has no control over that. So I think somebody should probably tell her that that's her watch is miswound or something. Does she know that that's a national monument?
Well, what about the, are they going to take down the President Harding's monument down here?
His grave?
Yeah, the...
It's his grave.
Well, I'm just saying, are they going to take the... but they could just leave the grave in the ground and take all the round stuff around it out.
It's a memorial. It's his grave.
I just don't understand why. I mean, where do we draw the line?
Well, what problem are you having with President Harding that you want to take down
his... No, I just was using that for example. But
well, that's the whole point. We're taking... People want to take down stuff of people who they don't like.
That's good.
Put it this way. Do you think today we should make statues and name stuff after people who are bad? Like right now, would you think we should put up a statue of Bill Cosby? Now, we would have done that maybe 10 years ago, but would we do it today? Probably not.
Well, yeah, if he had his own. I mean, would they take it down, though, since he did all that?
Well, see, what's the difference? That's what I don't understand. If we don't have enough sense to put it up, why would we have a problem with taking it down? If we say we wouldn't even put it up, why would we not take something down?
I guess I can't get my logical around this. I just don't. All these statues, it's been up for many, many, many years. All of a sudden, we want to take them down. I don't understand.
So, like,
and not
like all Bill Cosby,
like good ones. They're vandalizing good ones. Vandalizing.
You shouldn't vandalize anything. Nobody
vandalizing.
Nobody condones
ones.
Vandalism.
What I'm saying is, why though? Why are these people getting away with all this?
I don't know. I'm not with the vandalizers.
All right. What was you saying?
I said, would you want a scholarship today that was named for Bill Cosby? Would you want to go into college and say, I have the Bill Cosby scholarship?
Well, I understand what you say, but you know what? He is appealing it. He's up for appeal.
Right, but at this point, I don't think you would want that.
You know where I heard that from?
Where?
WWGH.
Darn right. That's all the news comes from WWGH Radio. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, Red, White, and Blue special here tonight. We're all red, white, and blue.
Yeah, we have any fireworks we can let off in here?
Didn't you start off the program by saying you didn't want people to burn their hands? You'd shoot a bottle rocket right up your nose, knock your sinus right out.
Oh, I'm glad we're having fireworks this year.
Let people know what your nickname. We'll watch them tomorrow night.
Yeah. Yep, I'm glad we're
me, you, and your brother.
So they're not. So they're not letting people in the park, right?
No, not the Coliseum.
Yeah, okay.
No.
But you just have to park outside.
We'll watch them from my house. And in my neighborhood, they love
the light. You should be able to see them even from your house.
Do you understand that when somebody's talking, you don't talk at the same time?
It's, you know what's called cross-talking.
It's cross-talk.
Yeah.
You don't cross-talk.
This is a view.
No, it's not the view.
The view.
Take a little time and enjoy the view.
Yeah. No calls tonight, huh? It's pretty dead for us Friday night.
Well, they probably heard you were here.
Oh, is that right?
Tell everybody what your nickname is. That's what I want you to do.
You call me Fatso all the time.
No.
That's what you always call me.
Whoa. Stop the train.
You do.
I think you misunderstood.
You said, why don't you say your nickname's Fatso? That's what you told him.
No. Tell the story as it should be told.
What?
Tell the true story.
Which story?
The true story.
That is the true story.
That's not the true story.
You said, I'm going to call myself Fat Domino. And you said, no, you can't use that. You call you Fatso.
Right. That's the true story. What's wrong with that?
Well, that's what I said. You said you called me
Fatso. But you tried to call yourself a name of a man who's dead. You can't steal somebody's name. And then I just said,
No, he's gone now. It's open.
But he's still his name.
Well, if he's gone, I can still use it now.
No, it doesn't matter if he's dead or
is it
alive.
Copyrighted?
It's his name.
I'm just saying it's a copyrighted.
And I said, well, if you so intended on calling yourself Fats, why don't you just call yourself Fatso?
I know you did.
What's wrong with that?
And you used other words as well in front of it.
What? I don't think I did.
Yes, you did.
What did I say?
Oh, you really want to know? I can't say this.
I wish our stars were here. Stars galore!
Where are you at? They're all gone.
Can't you sing a song like Yankee Doodle or something?
Yankee Doodle?
It's Independence Day.
Yeah, well, how does that song go? I used to sing that all the time. Was it like Yankee Doodle went to town?
Riding on a pony.
Something about...
Stuck a feather in his hat and called it macaroni. Da 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 boom ba doom ba dee boo dee ba ba doo ba dee ba dee. That's the blues version.
That's the blues version.
That's the blues.
The blues.
So it's Independence Day.
Independence Day.
Independence Day Eve.
Yeah. Oh yeah, forgot we have to do the Eve now. We have the Eve. So anything before the holidays always the Eve.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
No, I'm just saying, I forgot. That's the new.
Why do you hate the name Fatso? Now, people will say I'm being rude, but I'm just asking. That's an endearing name. Like, there have been people called Gorilla. There have been people called Fats. There have been people called Chubby. Now, what's wrong?
Chubby Checker.
So what's wrong with Fatso?
Okay, so you want to introduce me tonight all night tonight. Hey, what's up, Fatso?
No, I'm just saying, why is that a dig?
Hey, what's up, Fatso? Fatso, what do you think about this?
Well, what's that? Why is that a dig?
Hey, Fatso, tell us what's going on here tonight.
You're not answering my question.
Yes.
Why is that a dig?
Well, first of all, that is not... that word is a foul word.
Is it?
Yeah. People
Fatso is a bad word?
Certain people take that word as a negative behavior.
Not me. I don't care.
No, I'm just saying certain people do.
Who?
I don't know who. I mean, I'm sure.
Do you?
I'm sure there's a lot of people. I mean, I know people's called me Kool-Aid Man.
Okay, then what's the problem?
People's called me Pork Chop.
Then why do we have a problem?
People's called me Shrek.
Pork Chop.
Somebody call me Shrek.
Somebody call you Pork Chop?
Pork. What's up, pork chop?
I could call you pork chop.
Yeah, I mean, there's like different, you know, different words out there. People, I mean, I don't get offended by it, but.
Well, then what's wrong with Fats, though?
Because I just like Fats Domino better.
Again, Fats Domino was an African-American man who sang many hit songs like Blueberry Hill. You can't steal somebody's name.
But he's gone, though. He says I can use it.
No, you did not say anything of the sort.
I could. I'm just like...
You're a liar.
I'm just like...
You're a liar.
I'm just like...
You're a liar.
Listen, I'm just
You're
like,
a liar.
Would you let me talk?
You're a liar.
I'm just...
Why are you lying?
No, listen. I'm just like Teresa DePuto.
Fake? is that it?
I don't. I talk to the dead.
See, you left yourself open there. You went wide and you left yourself open for a gut shot. Is that it?
Oh.
Fake.
Fake. You think she's fake news?
I saw her with her. You drugged me down to Columbus to see her.
Yeah, I was hoping to get to talk to her.
Oh, it was awful.
It would have been pretty cool.
She didn't know what was going on.
I'd like to have a private reading with her sometime.
I wouldn't pay 10 cents. She'd have to pay me to come to a show for me to go down there again.
Yeah, I don't know. You never did get to interview her that night.
I was back in the back with her.
What was you?
I was.
What was I at?
You were up there in the seat with two old ladies. Remember,
what?
I had to go to the restroom, and when I came out of the restroom, I saw the security man, and I went backstage.
Oh, that's right. I remember that now. But you didn't get to talk to her.
I saw her.
Oh, you saw her?
Yep. Her and her husband, Eddie.
No, his name's not. Oh, actually, they're divorced now.
Well, I called him Eddie.
Yeah, they're divorced now.
I said, hey, Eddie. You didn't look.
Like, yeah, because, like, who are you?
The dean of broadcast radio. Who do you think?
Interesting.
I'll tell you, this is red, white, and blue all the way tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, it's getting hot in here now. Getting warm.
Why do you have a sweatshirt on?
I don't always wear a sweatshirt everywhere I go. Everywhere I go, I wear
That's a trademark of Fatso.
Why is that?
Everybody's got to have a trademark.
Just because I wear sweatshirts, is it a trademark for Fatso?
Well, you are Fatso, so that would be a trademark that you wear them all the time.
Hey. Fat Albert.
Well, that's Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can talk about Bill Cosby.
Why not? He's
he's in prison.
Yeah. Wonder what he's going to do. You think they'll let fireworks off in the prison?
Let fireworks off in the prison?
No, out in the yard. They could. Why don't they do that for the prisoners?
Let fireworks off?
They should.
Why would they do such a thing?
I don't know. That way the prisoners can have firework days.
I should call somebody up on the telephone. Give me the telephone.
Well, you have it with you. Oh, you going to do the fake phone?
No, this is fake.
That's fake.
No, it's a real... You plug it right in. It works.
So who are you calling?
La-di-da. I don't know yet.
We can't call Phyllis Diller. Oh, that would have been pretty cool if Phyllis Diller was still alive. That would have been a pretty cool call. Oh, we can't call Barbara Walters. Wonder what she's doing right now.
Probably mourning the death of Hugh Downs.
Yeah, what? Sad.
It was 99. What do you expect?
Yeah.
Now, somebody call here because the phone, I want to make sure it rings.
Did you sure it works?
Well, I think so. But call.
What year is that thing?
It's a Bell Phones Bell telephone.
I didn't think they had those anymore. Would you find that at Flea Market?
Yeah, we got it at the flea market. All right, somebody call 740-383-9944. We're going to do a telephone test here. The telephone is hooked up and ready to go. Dial, and we'll see if this thing rings. You know, I'm saying if it's broken, we won't know if it rings or not.
That's what I was saying, but you said it works.
I think it does.
Oh.
So somebody call 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. Let's see if the old telephone kicks in. It might not be working.
Why not?
It's got a dial tone.
You got a dial tone?
That's a good tell. See, these are the type of telephones you want. Why did we do away with these?
Because they're old.
Well, that's a good enough reason. You've sold me on the idea.
I don't know.
I guess it works.
It works.
Let's see here. Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead. Hello? Hello? Are you there?
Houston.
Hello? Well, I don't know what happened there. All right, if that's you, call back in.
It's loud.
It's a good... It rang.
Yeah.
I feel comfortable now. I feel like we're in business now.
Yeah, I felt like you, like Larry King. Do a Larry King segment. Hello? Hello? Are you there?
Well, who should we call? Let's get the phone book out.
Let's see here. We could try to call Abby.
Who?
Abby, Michelle.
Those are your friends, not mine.
We call Bales.
Again, your friends, not mine. Let's see here. Let's go to the phone book. What are we calling to ask them? You want to call somebody. For what purpose?
We was wondering what they think about 4th of July.
4th of July.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's call somebody up here. All right.
You just go pay.
Let's see. Who are we going to call?
And we can call your mother.
Oh, here we go. Who's this lady? Okay. I'm trying to find somebody who we can... Everybody in here is in Lewis Center. Who do we got here who we could call? Why has everybody got a phone in Lewis Center? Nobody in Marion. Oh, there's a Marion number. Oh, it's somebody in LaRue.
Oh, LaRue.
LaRue. Let's give this guy... This probably... He's not going to like us calling. But we're going to call him anyway. Here we go. Give me some dialing music.
Look, I don't think
we'll
I
say something. I'm dialing the phone.
I don't even know what.
Well, make some noise.
What?
I'm trying to call LaRue. Nobody's ever tried to call LaRue.
I don't know what noise to make. You call him LaRue. What is it?
Hope this is the right number.
You call him LaRue.
LaRue.
You have to ask him my game.
I'm trying to figure out who this guy's name is. What's his name?
George.
John. We always got to get their permission before we can put them on the air. I think John's not home.
He's out celebrating.
The 4th?
Yeah.
It's the 3rd.
But they celebrate early.
Over in LaRue?
Yep. The whole downtown, remember they do everything.
Yes, is John in? This is Scott Spears at WWGH Radio here in Marion. Who's this? Oh, Lula. Well, is this LaRue, Ohio? Hey, I tell you, Lula, we're doing a... Have you ever listened to WWGH Radio? No. We're over in Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM. Do you mind if we put you on the air and have a little conversation with you about the 4th? About the 4th of July tomorrow? Oh, well, that's good. Do you mind if we put you on... Get your permission to put you on the air? Oh, you're watching a movie. Oh, okay. What movie are you watching, Lula? Oh, SmackDown. You're watching wrestling. Right. So you don't want us to put you on the air because you're watching the SmackDown. Oh, I understand. Well, what's going on the SmackDown? Oh, okay. Are there people in the crowd? No. How are things over in LaRue, Lula?
LaRue.
Oh, you live outside LaRue. Oh, you're almost in Marion. Well, I tell you, when the SmackDown's over tonight, turn on... Do you have a radio? All right. 107.1 FM. Do you need to write this down, Lula? Oh, have you ever listened? But you don't think you've listened to 107.1. No, we talk. Yeah. Yeah. Well, when it's over, turn it on tonight because you'll hear this voice. I'm live right now on the air, so you'll hear me. So do that, Lula. Well, you have a wonderful 4th. Thank you for taking the call. Bye-bye.
So she's watching SmackDown?
She's watching the SmackDown.
Wow.
She couldn't get on the phone because she's watching SmackDown. Excuse me.
Wow. What is going on? See, I don't know what's going on with the new wrestling these days. I like the old stuff.
Strike one.
Strike
one. Let's try again.
Try again.
Oh, man. She didn't even live in LaRue. Okay, here's somebody who's in Lewis Center. Ashley Betchka.
Betchka?
Yeah, I'm sure that's how she pronounces it. Give me some dialing music. Now, don't get silent again, because people can't hear. They got to hear something.
Well, I'm just waiting on...
Well, do something.
What are we supposed to do? Play my
just
drums?
Just pray this woman answers a phone.
I don't have no set of drums over
hope
here.
Hope this woman ain't a runaround.
A runaround?
Well, I hope not.
What's a runaround?
You know, it's out every Friday night.
But she has her own right to do that if she wants to.
What's her name? Ashley Betchka?
Betchka.
How do you say it? What's her name? Betchka. Is it Betchka or Betchka? Betchka. Betchka. Betchka.
Yeah. It's probably disconnected.
Oh, man. What's ringing? Disconnected.
Well, you never know. People don't have these house phones anymore.
Well, apparently Ashley Betchka does.
No ES machine, right?
It's ringing.
Yeah. She could be on the other line.
Well, you think she'd answer for WWGH Radio.
Well, she probably doesn't know it's WWGH Radio yet.
Well, she should have some kind of answering machine or something.
Caller ID.
Well.
No ring. Just ring, ring, ring.
Hello? Hello? Oh, man. Strike two.
Strike two. We got to get somebody on the air tonight before the...
Oh, my gosh. This is exhausting. All right. Who do we got now? Okay, let's try this. Scott Binger.
Where's he located?
Are you ready for this?
Scott Binger.
Well, how about this guy right here? Jasper Burr.
Jasper, isn't that a female?
That sounds like my type of person. Jasper Burr.
Jasmine is a girl. You said a male.
Well, I don't know who it is. Let's see. Jasper Burr. Da-da-da. Say something. Don't let us be dead air.
I'm
calling Jasper Burr.
Jasper. Let's see if you can get her on the air, or he, or whatever. Actually, I think there is a... Nothing?
Where is everybody? Well, this is not even ringing.
Well, they're celebrating tonight.
Oh, there, it's ringing now. Jasper Burr. Probably watching SmackDown.
Oh, it's disconnected.
I probably hit the wrong button. Boy, this is going nowhere fast.
Yeah, well, it's, you know... Try to,
I need like a...
Call Chuck Yakabushi.
Will you stop? He's yes. Busy.
What?
Let's see here. Who could we call?
Who are you going to call?
I don't know who you call.
I don't know. I don't know who you...
I don't know why there's so many telephones in Lewis Center.
Well, it's a big city.
Well, let's see here.
Slam the phone down.
We're trying to make contact and get this poor lady who
watches SmackDown.
Let's see here. Who do we got here?
Well, did she sound like an older lady?
Yeah, I think she's older.
Wow, watches SmackDown.
Okay, let's try it. Laura Black.
Laura, what was that? Marion? What city?
Lewis Center.
Lewis Center.
Call in Lewis Center again.
Lewis Center's Well, they won't lose.
Can't you like tap on the desk or something over there? Give us some kind of noise.
Lewis said she wouldn't know about WWGH. It's clear in Columbus.
Well, I'm not concerned about that. I'm concerned about the 4th of July. Golly.
God.
Oh, here Nothing. We go again.
Dead?
We're calling Laura Black.
Nothing.
Clint Black's sister.
Clint Black's sister.
That's what I understand. Oh, answering machine. Hey, Laura, this is Scott Spears at WWGH Radio here in Marion, Ohio. We're calling to ask how your 4th of July is going this year, if you have any big plans. We're on the air here in Marion. Give us a call back, 740-383-9944. We'll be on the air through 11 o'clock tonight. Give us a buzz back, 740-383-9944. Gosh.
So you live...
Oh, man. What a show.
So our stars are not here.
No, where's the stars?
Stars are not
here. Maybe we
here.
Should try one of them. See what happened to the stars.
Hey, we could call Shucky.
Let me see here.
Shucky Green.
I'm trying to find the phone number of one of our stars here.
Hey, you know who would be a good one?
Who's that?
Marla Gibbs.
Well, she's probably busy. Here we go.
Who you calling?
One of our stars.
Surprise, surprise.
Let's see how this goes.
Where are they located?
Who?
The star that you calling. California?
Could be.
Nothing?
No dialing music.
I don't have no dialing music.
Don't we have anything over there?
No, I don't have nothing over my neck of the
woods. Beat a table or something?
Beat a table.
Make some noise.
Just ringing? Ringing off the hook. No, but I'm telling you, this time of the night, I bet everybody's gone.
Well, they shouldn't be.
Well, it is what it is at this point.
You know, when you're doing a show like this, you just pray to goodness that people will answer the phone. Does somebody want to call us before the break? If you're out there listening, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. Because clearly, we have a problem. Houston, we have a problem.
Houston. Yes, we do have a problem.
We've got stars galore here tonight. And
none of it's here.
I can't make telephone work.
Oh man,
how does this happen?
It's one.
Somebody is out there listening.
Oh, I just about had a heart attack.
Praise something.
Can you turn that ring down? I'm gonna give you a heart attack.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. What's up, buddy?
Hey, not much. Who's this?
Well, I'm one of your favorite stars.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
How you doing?
Oh,
I'm the one that fishes all the time.
Oh, how you been? I haven't heard from you in a while.
Oh, I'm doing okay there, trying to beat the heat.
Oh, you know, I saw a temperature gauge today. You know how hot it was today?
No.
187 degrees.
Well, I can imagine. Felt like we were on the surface of the sun.
And that was in the shade.
Well, I was fishing yesterday, and I got down there even underneath the shade there, I was sweating.
Oh, it's a hot one, isn't it?
Yeah, I just went ahead and put my feet in the water. I actually killed all the fish, but it felt kind of good, the warm water there. And then, other than that, Jesus, it was stifling.
Oh, and it's going to be stifling for a while. I worry about my cookout tomorrow. I hope the macaroni salad doesn't turn.
Oh, boy. They're talking 94, 95 out
there. Oh, my goodness. Now, have you been listening to the program the whole time?
No, I just jumped in. I was just dying laughing. Where's everybody at?
Do you think I'm cursed with the telephone?
No, I just think people just think. And it just got things we got to do there, and it just ain't available.
Well, you would think when I call, they'd get unavailable, don't you think?
Well, you figure of a man your stature there.
I'm darn right. I mean, when I call, it's like getting a call from the president.
You betcha. That president, you know, he'd probably call you right back. He's probably got your number on speed dial there.
Maybe I should call the president, see what he thinks about what's going on at Mount Rushmore.
You know, you could. He'd probably give you a play-by-play of what's going on there.
Did you hear about this governor out in South Dakota who thinks that she can be in charge of the Mount Rushmore?
Oh, no. Don't tell me they're trying to... I'll tell you, these people's got all power went to their head.
Oh, it certainly did. You know, I think...
The quicker we get them voted out, the better off we'd be.
Well, this lady, what happened with the lady in South Dakota?
She said that the protesters wanted to take down the Mount Rushmore monuments, And she says, not on my watch.
Does she? And she doesn't understand that it's a federal monument. It has nothing to do with her.
Well, what are they trying to do? Are they trying to say that we're going to try to take down the monument?
I don't...
The president's outside? I don't know how they're going to do that.
I think you'd have to dynamite it.
That's right. Plus, you're going to get shot by a lot of people. You try doing that.
Yeah, we don't need
that. You're right or wrong.
Oh.
I think it's going too far with tearing all these... statues down.
I think you might be right. Did you hear the nickname that I gave Sean earlier on in the show?
No.
Okay, Sean, tell him the nickname. Because here, I don't think this is bad, but he thinks it's bad. But go ahead.
He calls me Fatso.
Who?
He calls me Fatso. Scott called me Fat.
Goodness.
Yeah.
No, but he wanted to be called Fats Domino, and I said, that's a person. You can't be called Fats Domino, so why not just Fatso?
Well, there you go. I mean, you make a point. You can't play off other people's name. You got to have one of your own.
Got to have one of your own. You can't be a copycat.
No, that's for sure. I was watching a little bit of that wrestling myself there.
Oh God!
I don't see how they legalize violence like that.
I don't know. You know, the Lula over there in LaRue, she's watching it too.
Yeah, it's pretty bad when they get that choreographed there. You think that them are wooden bats. They turn out to be a piece of soft rubber.
Listen, we're going to be here for 2 more hours. We got to go to break, but stay with us.
Oh, I will. I appreciate you guys, and have a good evening.
You too. WWGH, Red, White, and Blue. Nobody answers the telephone. We'll see what happens. We'll be back in 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
I'm not awake at that hour. And you know, and I'm thrilled to be in there. I think you said Pantheon.
Can't you get some coffee tonight, Charles? 33 years.
No.
No. Not even a shot, huh?
No, I mean, I could get coffee, but I wouldn't do it. I could always get a copy of the show. Because I know people, you know.
Well, you're going to, you know people. You know, you'll have to read it. You won't get to see it live.